This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Oh my, now I'm here at last.
Lucky here. It's the Pat and JT podcast.
Pat and JT podcast.
Ooh, March 1st. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Listen to our crazy podcast on March 1st.
Yep. Yep. Weird. 60, 75 this weekend. Crazy. 60 today, 70 tomorrow. Just weird. So in like a lamb, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to pay.
I hope not. Probably though.
Almost dies. You can't get away from it. You can't outsmart her. Mother Nature she's tough.
Yeah, she is tough.
Brutal.
She doesn't mess around.
Right?
Yeah.
So enjoy it while it's here. I don't know. It looks like another week, 10 days of it. I don't know. We'll see. If we get away with it, we'll pay later. It'll be something.
Right. We always do in some way or another. We always do.
I don't know. I guess I was looking at some of the stories that were out here, and one of them caught my eye. It was, again, about Wendy Williams. Was a producer, used to work with her at the radio station, or knew her, grew up listening to her on radio, and then ended up working on her TV show. She was a producer for her on her TV show. And she left the TV show like 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. And she saw the documentary, and she's mad.
I'm
because.
Sure.
She's like, this should never have happened. This should never have happened. There's quite the story that came out. Let me grab it real quick here. How painful it was to watch it, and talked about how good she was to everybody at the show. Everybody felt like they had her attention 100% when they talked to her. She didn't look like she was looking for someone else to go talk to. And the day she left, that Wendy made a point to come and talk to her and wish her the best, you know, moving forward, and she was going to kill it and all this great stuff. And
just
had so many wonderful things to say about her. And she says, and I'll tell you this, she says, if, because they're doing this documentary, and if you haven't heard us the last couple of days, the Wendy Williams documentary came out. There's more information coming out about how they were filming. And then the discovery of her diagnosis came along after they had been filming for quite some time, trying to capture the return to television when all these weird antics were happening. And she was suffering from all these other debilitating physical problems. And then she ended up being put into a treatment center, and that's when they quit filming, about a year ago. Anyway, according to this producer, she says, I can promise you one thing. She never would allow them to film her feet in, you know, looking like they did, because they zoomed in on her because she's suffering from. I can't remember the name of it right now, but she said she has about 2% feeling in her feet now, is what they say. That's what the doctors say. And she says, I can promise you one thing. If she really was giving permission, that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, I can see that. I can understand that. She needed to have better supervision during those shoots, or somebody there that had her best interests in mind.
Right. How many times have we said that about famous people too? You remember like the whole Michael Jackson thing, the Britney Spears, you know, so many other things that you're just like, they needed somebody around them that was actually looking out for them and that wasn't afraid of getting fired and losing a paycheck.
Yeah. And what sucks is that you find that person, and usually the person that they're trying to protect, the famous person or whatever, doesn't want to hear it. So they will just let him go and then fill that hole with somebody that's a yes person, and they are back in the same spot again.
I don't know. I would rather get fired than
same.
Keep taking the money. You know, just, I mean, I'd rather be able to come back and say, excuse me, I tried.
I said it like,
in the back. But anyway, so now it's making me less and less want to watch any of the documentary at all. It really is. I don't know. I can't. I wonder if it'll make all four episodes.
I mean, maybe not with this uproar so far. And I know I've been saying, yeah, we're going to watch it. We want to watch it. But then that's all I hear is that it's so incredibly shocking that I don't want to have that image in my head of, I don't want to have that in my head.
Exploitative, I guess.
Yeah.
You know that.
I don't like watching things that make someone else look in a bad light and they don't know it. Like, it makes me uncomfortable. It gives me anxiety. So I don't want to watch that.
I know. that's kind of, I'm getting more and more after keep seeing these stories this week. So we'll see how the second episode goes, because it is tomorrow night as we speak, Saturday night. And there's, this will be this, yeah, the second one. So the first one had really good ratings because everybody was anticipating this story, not anticipating what they saw.
Yeah.
And so we'll see what the numbers say. Maybe they'll see a big drop, or it could be absolute looky-loos.
I think it's going to be looky-loos. I think there are more looky-loos than nervous Nellies like I am over here. I think there are more people that are like voyeuristic that want to see it.
I agree. Honestly. I agree. Oh my God. All right. So follow up on another story. Beyonce and her country song. This ain't Texas. Texas Hold'em, I think.
Texas Hold'em. Yeah, I think it's, yes, Texas Hold'em.
This ain't Texas. Yeah. So there's controversy. Apparently they're saying now that the song was lifted from another song. TikTokers are popping up all over the place.
I'm lifted from it, like sampled, or like completely, like she stole it. The whole thing.
Let's put it this way. Let me pull it back up here so it doesn't play here real quick. All right, hold on. Let me get back over here. So they're saying that it was not, you say sampled, you're going to laugh when you see what it is. But anyway, there are extraordinary similarities between the two songs. And the person who wrote the first one, the original one, has been, and it's been around forever, apparently is being very gracious about the fact that, oh, no, no, I'm sure. And everybody's like, no, you don't have to take this. Ah, you know, so there was a story and they gave a couple of examples. So I'm going to share this video if you are ready. And you tell me, you're going to laugh when you see what this is. This is so funny. here's the first one. Let me go back over here.
I can't hear anything. I can't hear anything.
You can't hear it?
Uh-uh. No.
I'm mad. How come you can't hear it?
I don't know.
It says everything's going and the volume's turned up. I can hear it.
I don't know. That's weird.
Can I send you the link?
Sure. I know. Yeah. But then I wonder, well, we can figure it out. Yeah.
You can share screen. We'll see if it works. I'll drop it in the, see, and other people heard it.
Really?
Yeah. Look at the comments. Oh no.
Oh, but that's on TikTok though. Not in our show. Oh my gosh. I'm like, wait, no, they're not.
All right. Hold on. Let me stop sharing. I'll send it to you. Gosh, dang it. We should have tested this out beforehand. I thought for sure I could hear it.
It's worked before. I don't know. Are you teamsing me that, or where are you sending it?
Should I drop it in this chat?
Sure.
People chat.
Okay.
Try this.
All right. We'll try this. Let's see.
It's so good. You have to sign into your TikTok now, Pat. Be careful. Don't show us your password.
Don't worry. Already signed in. okay. We'll do. Here we go. Share.
All right. So this is the first one. Then I'll send you another one too.
Okay. We'll see if this.
Yep.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em. Hey, it's Franklin.
Oh, one more time. Hold on.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em.
Totally.
And the funny part is, grab that second link. She plays more of the "Hey, It's Franklin" song, and you know how this ain't Texas. Da 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 da. That's the cadence of the lyrics, the phrasing, is where it really stands out because she plays more of the. And I haven't heard the "Hey, It's Franklin" song in so long. Remember, we used to know somebody that they used to call Franklin at the other job. Many years ago.
Okay.
That's who they were referencing. Franklin.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. I didn't know that's what they were referencing, but yeah. Okay, here's the set. Here's the next one.
So it's a little bit longer.
Okay.
But like she said, millennials are trying to figure out why this sounds so familiar.
Hey. Hey, it's Franklin. Coming over to play.
Totally.
Growing a little. Every day.
So anyway,
totally.
Right. So once you hear that, you're like, oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah. So that's where a lot of people, a lot of millennials, if you will, when they were hearing the new Beyonce song, they're like, why does it sound so familiar? It's not because all country songs sound alike, because they don't. It's because you grew up watching
Franklin. Well, and that is a show that I completely punted out of my brain, Franklin.
Mm-hmm. It's there now. It's back now.
God. Yeah, so, that does sound like it.
Yeah. So, and who knows? Maybe it was meant to be. Subliminally, I mean, you think about it, it's a brilliant move. Because if you're trying to throw a song out there for a particular demographic that's your audience, mm-hmm. how better than to sneak something in that's reminiscent but not blatant?
Right.
That makes them feel familiar.
Yes. It's like a warm, like a hug, and they don't even know they're getting it.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, this just feels so good. Uh-huh. Why does this feel so good? How do they know to hug me like that?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I know.
It is actually genius. If it was intentional, it's genius. If it wasn't intentional, then she ripped it off on purpose.
And if it was intentional, I hope the other guy's making some bucks off this.
Right. Same.
So there's
a lot.
So let's see. And then finally, did you have anything you wanted to throw in here?
Have you done anything lately? I haven't done since we got back from Vegas. We haven't done anything. Like we've eaten, we've watched TV. We've hung with the cats. That's really it. Like we don't do anything exciting. And that's fine with me.
You guys should get a kitten.
Oh, to God's ears. I've said that before, but I think Molly and Addie wouldn't have it right now.
You'd be surprised.
Maybe
it changes the whole dimension. It's like Bella comes over and says, thank you, like 10 times a day, because now Benny doesn't bother her anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, with the kitten all the time. And it's like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
I want to play with Bella, and Bella's like, I'm old. Leave me alone.
See, and that's what Molly and Addie are both old, and they sit in their cat baskets with us and watch TV all the time. They would be livid with the kitten.
You never know. One might have a sudden burst. You never know. Yeah. So, because right now the kitten is playing by itself. It's just running around playing with ghosts. I don't know what he's doing.
Well, legit in your house, that's probably what's going on.
Kind of just tear around. And he stops and he turns around and he looks. He watches something go over his head. And I'm like, what are you looking at? Speaking of which, oh my God, on Facebook, there's an account at Simon the Cat.
Okay.
It's a cartoon. It's a hand, like a little short, little shorts. And if you get a chance, check. It is hilarious. Simon the Cat. Okay. It's a cartoon. It just popped up for me recently. I know there's a lot of it out there, but the shorts are hilarious. And Simon just got a kitten. Okay. And so now he's got the kitten to deal with, and it's hilarious. And he's got a dog that he torments. But anyway, it's like, that's my life animated.
Your animated life.
Like, there it is right there.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Want to take a second to thank some other OG friends and supporters of our podcast, Kugler Vision.
Kugler Vision Center, honestly, they were the first ones that were supporters and partners with our podcast. And that was 5 years ago. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy.
That is unbelievable, but we certainly are thankful to have them on board. Kugler Vision stands out in the crowd without a doubt. They've just got a world-class team of experts at Kugler Vision, and it keeps growing because people realize if you're going to get any kind of corrective procedures done, you want that team behind you without a doubt.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And you should get online right now and schedule a consultation, because you need to know going into 2024 kind of where you stand. Maybe you've always been thinking about getting a procedure, not having to wear glasses or contacts. It's freeing, and it's unbelievable.
It is. When you do it, one of the first things you're going to think is, why didn't I do this sooner? Mm-hmm. That's going to be it. So invest in a life of clear vision. Possibly it's going to be something that's a gift on your list for maybe a graduate that's coming up this spring to send them off to college with that great vision going into college would be great without glasses or contacts, but the team at Kugler Vision can give you all the details and help you get that consultation on the books so you can find out exactly what your plan is.
Call them if you want, 402-558-2211, or go on their website, kuglervision.com, and schedule that consultation today.
I did ask Beth something the other day that she confirmed that it wasn't just me that does this. So maybe you do this too. Every time you go over a bridge, do you look for a dead body?
I always look to see what's down there. I expect to see something.
Yeah, she always looks for, and specifically a dead, like looking for the edges and hung up on trees and whatever. Like you instantly think there's going to be a dead body.
I will tell you that wintertime in particular, I don't know if I'm actually actively looking for a body, but in the wintertime, it's amazing to me. Like when you drive some places, not more remote, but even like on the interstate, when you're driving between Omaha and Lincoln, there are places you can see that you can't see 3/4 of the year. Mm-hmm. That all of a sudden you can see through the trees and you see all the shit they have piled up in their trees.
Yeah. Yeah, like yeah,
that's hidden by the trees most of the year and the leaves, but you see all the stuff that's piled up, and there's tires and barrels, or there's trailers, or there's bricks, or there's just random stuff that people have collected on their places. Yeah. And especially when you get in some of the more rural areas, you know, but or remote areas, I guess, in the city, because you can see into people's backyards, you can see, and fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. It really is fascinating, and I'm sure they wish they had planted evergreens around all of that stuff.
Yes. So they don't have to deal with this.
And what got me thinking of just murder in general and that is that I saw this meme on, it's actually a reel, but I took a screenshot of it just because it was funny. It says, if I'm ever kidnapped or go missing, please don't make up lies about me. I don't light up a room. Everybody doesn't want to be my friend. I'm smart mouth and have like 3 friends. Go tell Dateline that. Every time somebody is either missing or, you know, was murdered, they were the nicest person on the planet, the best person.
Always.
Yeah. Like it's never, some guy never just rolls up and goes, you know what? Ron was a dick.
Yeah. Nobody ever says the truth. Nobody ever,
no.
They're always like, it's always the most tragic situation.
Yeah.
The most, because it took the best person ever.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
and I'm sure like they were close to them and they saw the best parts and the whatever, but not everybody is that.
Yeah, that's funny. In a sense, ironic, funny. A friend of mine, her mother just passed away, and her mom was not a fan of funerals. She's like, don't, just please, just don't, just, because she didn't want that. She didn't want that. Oh, you know, she lived a long life. She was, and I don't know what she died from, but she was, her daughter was my friend, and she was not distraught. Of course she missed her mom, but she also wrote this beautiful post, and she just said, and that it was instead of her obituary, and it was just, mom was not a fan of XYZ, you know, and this and that, and didn't want to hear all the glowing reports and the sad memories and all this stuff about her. And so instead they talked about her liking to pop a cork out of the wine, play some cards, you know, go on some wild trips, spend her last birthday in Vegas, and she turned 81 just recently. So her 80th birthday was in Vegas. And she was, you know, still was getting together with the girls, have a glass of wine. So if you're thinking of mom, get a new deck of cards, get a bottle of wine and have some laughs and talk about all the fun times you had, you know, kind of thing. And it was like, yeah, she was a fun person, but she was a spark plug, and everybody knew it. You know, it's like, and she had some nicknames that were hilarious. And
so having a sad funeral doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make any sense to have everybody come in and, oh my God, it's just the sad memories. And I totally get that. So they're having her celebration of life next week in her hometown, which is Reno. And so it's like, God, I wish I could go, because I'm sure it'll be just a hoot.
Yeah.
I'm sure. And actually I've talked about her before. Her dad was the one that introduced my mom and dad.
Oh, wow.
My dad, I think my dad was friends with him, or friends of a friend or something. It was a blind date. But
interesting.
Her dad, that was how, yeah, isn't that crazy?
So you wouldn't be here.
Without him.
Yeah.
And Hirsch, when they started dating, interestingly enough, her parents, they dated 6 weeks and they got engaged. You know, and it was just like, they were both just like, woohoo, let's roll. And she was kind of hippy dippy. And then they had to get on the straight and narrow. But just a fun person. But you're right. It's like, let's add a little more realism to these reports, please.
Oh, right. I mean, you know, you want to show your friend whatever in the best light. I get it. But yeah, come on.
They'd appreciate the honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt. And then really the only other story that I had was this one caught my eye because I'd never thought about this before. I love cruises. A lot of people hate cruises. I think they're just awesome. I mean, it's just like you just throw your bag and then they take you to all your places. You know, it's easy. You can stay on the boat the entire time. You can get off if you want to. But the story brought up, and I remember being on a cruise that there was such a thing as a free ice cream party. You know, like, you know, everybody come on down. We're going to have an ice cream party and come get a bowl, blah, blah, blah. And so they have supposedly ship workers that are spilling the tea about why that happens on occasion. So here's how they broke it down is that when you're on cruises, you have to remember that cruise ships carry anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 passengers. And average, not every cruise, but on average, there's like, say, 5 deaths possibly on some cruises overall, because there have been deaths on cruises from other things. So on the average,
like per year.
Per cruise, that there's enough deaths that typically you'll have at least one death on a cruise if you have 3,000 to 4,000 people on there, because you've got all ages of people.
Yeah,
they keep it very quiet. And if stuff happens and they have a morgue, but typically the morgue is not very big, and sometimes they have to keep them on ice, so they need to make space in the freezer. So they have an ice cream party to get rid of the ice cream.
So is that like, that's code that if you hear free ice cream party, that means somebody died?
Possibly. There's a few TikTok videos that are out there too. And there's also a New York Post story about it, talking about the discussions about the ice cream and the morgue connection.
Oh my gosh.
I never like, well, where I would mean, they keep them?
Yeah. And even now these bigger cruises, like that new Icon of the Seas or whatever, that has 5,000 people.
Bigger in my hometown. Thank you.
Yeah.
Probably by 2 times. Yeah.
I would have. And went on a cruise one time and it was an enjoyable experience. It was fun. Yeah. I don't think I would ever do a cruise again though, because I'm not, that just seems too, it was obviously huge. They're massive. It's not claustrophobic, but it's like, if you're going to spend that much money, I'd rather go land a beach somewhere than be with all those people like in a floating hotel.
I really liked it. I don't know. Cause you didn't have to talk to anybody if you didn't want to. And believe me, there was all shapes and sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody gave two rat's tails about what you thought about them in a bikini or in a Speedo.
Yeah.
Just shut your eyes, uh-huh, get another drink and enjoy. But I like that it's all inclusive and that you're just like, just relaxing, you know, and having a blast. But I get it. It is kind of, and we've seen a few things that when you're at sea and something terrible happens, there's nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many cruises and it's so rare that something happens. It just seems like a big deal when it does, because so many people are affected at one time.
We, and this week on Wheel of Fortune, it's cruise whatever week, cruise adventure excursion week or whatever. So the big prize puzzle has been cruises. And so when we're watching it, every time we get to a certain part in the cruise, and if you have to do anything that requires any sort of hiking or walking far, best like I'm out. No. I'd go there. I'd look at whales all day. But as soon as they say excursion to learn about where the puffin pelicans blah, or whatever, where they nest. And she's like, I'm out.
The only time we got off the cruise, we took motorbikes to go somewhere else. Like we went zooming off. We went on motorbikes and went into town once. And then and it's like, I don't even want to walk around the town. I just want to go find some place to sit and watch people.
Mm-hmm. It's all about watching people. That's Vegas too. Watching people.
100%.
And okay. And so you know more about Vegas than I do. When you're walking up and down the strip, there is no place outside unless you're at a restaurant to sit down. There are no benches. There are no anything.
On purpose.
That's what I was wondering. I'm sure it's on purpose. So to get people to go inside these places.
Yep. They don't want you to just sit outside the hotels and enjoy the weather. Come into the hotel and then go sit outside on their patio and have some more drinks.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It is. It's very strategic, isn't it?
All we wanted really to crazy. Do, because Beth had like a stomach issue, non-drinking related, and you're there, and got some medicine that was called in, like a nausea medicine, whatever, to CVS, and we were waiting for the prescription. It was like, there's no place to sit. There was no place to sit in, so we're just standing outside of CVS for like a half hour.
That's true. Yeah. because they don't want anybody just to sit somewhere else. They want to make sure that you go into the stores or right. going to the hotels.
I either needed to get my blood pressure checked or get vaccinated to be able to sit down.
Can we do it one more time? No, yeah. Blood pressure.
Sure, this is the 15th time you've done it. I know, but my legs are tired.
Allie just said her brother did a hairy chest contest on a cruise. For one round, they had to impersonate an animal, and he did the cry of a peacock. Help! Help!
Oh, that's.
I'll never forget it. He lost. We did there's a beer drinking contest. You had to drink a yard of beer and they paired you up with people or you could find a partner. And so my partner was, the first guy was the garbage guy from Massapequa, New York. And then the second one was a hairdresser from St. Louis. He was hilarious.
My money would be on the garbage guy from New York.
Yep. Yes, sir. Yep. So we did. I only had to take my first drink and then he finished it. A yard of beer.
My gosh.
And then there was a pillow fight on a, it was like a polished log, like super slick.
Oh yeah.
Right. Pillow fights on the log. I sucked at that too, but that was, it was after the yard of beer. So you didn't care.
Well, yeah. And I would never get on a polished log or it was in water. Right.
Name of the podcast.
I would never get on a polished log. I'll write that down. Was it on water? Like spinning?
No, it was just sitting up and then had mats underneath it. And it was probably like 15 feet long. It was huge. So you could have more than one. I just remember it started with pairs. And then there were like two teams going at one time. You know,
I would just be scared. Like as a dude, you'd slip and split your beans.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a large log. Okay.
Large polished log. Okay.
And it was hilarious. That was fun.
Also, I'll change this from in like a lamb to I would never get on a large polished log.
There you go.
All right.
So with that
one, thank you guys for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. Mm-hmm. It helps other people find it. We appreciate it and hope you guys have there it is. You guys have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather. Thanks for listening. Have a good one.
JT Podcast, a Huda Media production.